This is a podcast from WOR.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
I spend my entire life in this 2x4 shack, taking care of those two kids, and then you come home from work, and what do? You sit down, and you fill your stomach, and then you watch the TV, and then you fall asleep. Oh, once in a while, you might feel a little bit romantic, and that's supposed to be some big thrill for me.
Mom!
Take it easy. Lower it.
I'm not going to lower it. I have to do this now.
All right. The only woman you can trust, America, is your mother. This is the Taxi Dave Show. It's Sunday night on this Mother's Day. Wow. Did you start late to go see your mother? Were you stuck in traffic?
I'll join the hundreds of thousands of people, especially in New York City. You know, if you don't leave by 10 o'clock in the morning, if you have to go over a bridge or go through a tunnel, you are going to get stuck in traffic, okay? And traffic was absolutely ridiculous today, just totally absurd. I mean, I'm talking about, I went to see my mom in New Jersey. She lives about a mile from the George Washington Bridge. And about a block from the George Washington Bridge, one block, there was bumper-to-bumper traffic. Would you believe 1 hour to go one block? I wasn't even going on the bridge. I was bypassing that. Okay, 1 hour to go one block. So, hopefully, there was no road rage. There were a lot of accidents. A lot of you people were having mimosas and Bloody Marys. You got to be careful. You can't drink and drive. In fact, listen. Don't drink and drive. Hail a cab, will you? Take a cab. John McDonough's up in Boston with his family, and we have JFK Mike here. How you doing, Jay?
Yes. You know, I never knew that I was in that great shape running all the way, but you're right about the tunnel. And I want to give a shout-out to all the wonderful mothers out there in New York City. And tell you the truth, Dave, I got to give a shout-out to all the horrible mothers out there who can't drive.
Okay, so hopefully you saw your mother, you called your mother, you remembered your mom. I mean, if you can hear my voice, you have or had a mother. And speaking of mothers, a friend's mother, I just want to wish a get well to Pearl Greenbaum, my friend's mother, and anybody's mother who's not well or is in the hospital. Okay, so you guys get well. Now, last week we had Dr. Fry on at the beginning, and, you know, you might say, now, why do we have a doctor on talking about skin cancer and, you know, what kind of SPF to put on? Well, we got responses from around the country. There was some trouble with iHeartRadio, I heard, but I got responses thanking us for putting that on because their wife, their father, their mother got skin cancer, and people needed to know that. So that's why that was on. You won't believe this, folks. I mean, you know, you can't make this stuff up. You know, a listener emailed me that he bought an AM radio specifically to listen to the Taxi Dave Show because his car only had an FM radio. And then he said he didn't listen
for 4 weeks because it took him a month to find out that he could listen to an AM radio in the PM. And I'm not kidding. He thought an AM radio you could only listen to in the AM. So he didn't understand why Taxi Dave was on the PM.
That's an honest mistake to make right there, you know?
Yeah, that's an honest mistake, all right. But speaking of things that affect everyone nationally, in any big city, you have those crosswalks with that little button you press. And it tells you when you can cross and when you can't cross and to stop or to go. Or it flashes a picture of a pedestrian in red. That means be careful. Or in green, that means you can go. Well, Inside Edition did a little survey. And in every city across America, I'm telling you that you are wasting your time pushing the buttons. In the investigation, they compared how long you would wait when you press the button to cross the street compared with when you don't press the button to cross the street. Now, in Miami Beach, okay, there's a lot of senior citizens there. You got to press the button, right? Well, it takes 63 seconds for the light to change, and then you have 30 seconds to cross during that time. When you push the button, guess how long it takes you, Mike?
I'm numb at this stage of the game. I'll believe anything.
63 seconds. Exactly the same amount of time. In Philadelphia, it took 60 seconds for the light to turn red. So now they push the pedestrian button, and once again, it took 60 seconds for the light to turn red.
Oh, man.
Now here in New York City, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of crosswalks with pedestrian buttons. And according to the survey that was taken, pushing the button does absolutely nothing to change the light. And Gridlock Sam Schwartz, who's been on the show a number of times, the former New York City traffic commissioner, here's his quote on the pedestrian buttons. It makes no difference whatsoever. Now, you know, apparently the buttons did work at one time, but not anymore. And Gridlock Sam said the cost of extracting those devices is the reason that they've never been removed. So they're only there because it's old technology, and it used to work. Now it doesn't work, but it's there. So the next time you hit a button, it's a good chance that it's for nothing, no matter what city you're in.
You know, Dave, you just mentioned our old pal Gridlock Sam. My compliments to the chef. First of all, for you getting in touch with Gridlock Sam, he has done a yeoman's work, especially at the American Airlines part of LaGuardia. I had two jobs in there last night, crazy busy, but it was dispatched. The cabs got out. There was a very orderly fashion for the yellow cabs picking up people. Rain, the whole bit. But whatever Gridlock Sam did and whatever he went in there and took care of, he took care of it. So thank you, Taxi Dave, for dragging him into the fray. And thank you, Gridlock Sam, wherever you are, for straightening out at least part of the mess at LaGuardia. The cabbies are making money at LaGuardia again. Thank God.
Well, speaking of LaGuardia, I have some news about the AirTrain. By the way, our phone number here, this is a live show, folks, is 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. And our email address is taxihale@aol.com. Now, an engineering company with this, okay, Parsons Brinckerhoff, is going to get $14.6 million to develop and analyze a proposed connect LaGuardia Airport to the Willets Point Transit Hub in Queens by AirTrain. That's what they're going to do. So Governor Cuomo has guaranteed a 30-minute ride to the airport from Grand Central Station or from Penn Station. He says in 30 minutes you'll be able to get to LaGuardia Airport by taking the train. So the AirTrain would link the airport with Willets Point Station and the number 7 train and the Long Island Railroad. Now Governor Cuomo in New York says the new AirTrain will improve passenger experience, reduce traffic congestion. Now it made sense to come out with this when traffic was at a standstill for months at LaGuardia Airport. I mean, you had senior citizens walking across the Grand Central Parkway with their luggage so they wouldn't miss their plane. You never saw anything like it. But from Midtown, going out to the airport, passengers would have to travel 2 miles east of the airport and then backtrack on the air train. Now, a city planner and a transit blogger at Transport Politic is quoted as saying, the line is pointing in the wrong direction and is connected to the wrong line. The service will basically be less convenient for people, and in some cases, it'll increase the time over the existing bus service. So what's really going on there? Now, the Port Authority's capital plan expects the air train to cost, ready for this, Mike? $1.5 billion over the next 10 years.
Yeah.
And by 2030, LaGuardia Airport's expected to have 34 million passengers. So now, during construction, the worst time ever for traffic, Gridlock Sam cured the traffic. Right, Mike?
I'm telling you, the guy's a magician.
And now we're going to spend $1.5 billion for an air train that doesn't go into Manhattan directly, which is good for the yellow taxi industry, actually. So I can't really be against, you know, say anything.
Yeah, well, let's take a look at the Second Avenue subway, the express mode that it took to build that thing. And whenever I go by there, I see, like, a guy with, like, 3 garbage bags filled with soda cans. So I guess he's happy, but everybody else is trying to wonder out why it took 10 years to build a Second Avenue subway for 2 stops. But what do we know? We're just cab drivers.
All right, Mike, we're in for a treat now. First of all, I want to tell everybody, Mike is in the office, the iHeartRadio studios downtown, and I am broadcasting live from 161st Street and River Avenue. At Yankee Stadium, it happens to be Derek Jeter night tonight, okay? The special guest tonight on the Taxi Dave Show on Mother's Day is my mom. Mom, welcome to my show, the Taxi Dave Show.
Oh, my God. Happy Mother's Day, Dave, to all of the wives and to all of the moms and to all of the grandmothers and to every mother that has a husband or a brother or an uncle who has a taxi cab. It is one of the hardest jobs, not for the driver, but for the family.
Can you turn down the radio, Mom? We hear it.
I beg your pardon? Yes.
Can you turn down the radio?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
No problem.
I can't be, I mean, I have to know, I would like a lot of maybe the moms to call up today and tell us their story. I know you have to borrow a lot of money to buy a taxi cab. I know years ago we took money, we borrowed, but we paid right back. And because of that, we moms and wives had a very tough time while the men were driving. They worked. My husband, Philip Pollack, had a taxi, David's father, and he would work, of course, all the holidays, including sometimes the Jewish holidays, because that's when you made the money, Christmas, New Year's. And so he missed a lot of anniversaries, birthdays. And I was wondering if any moms have difficulty because their husbands have to either sleep days and work nights or work days and never home for all of the celebrations that most families have. What do you think, Dave? Do you think that's a good idea?
I remember when I was younger, I would wake up in the morning to go to school, and Dad had already left for work. And when I would go to sleep at night after dinner and after doing my homework, Dad wasn't home yet. So I never saw my father. And Saturdays, he worked. I would see him. He'd start later, and he'd come home a little earlier. And Sundays, I'd wake up. He was gone. But he would come back every Sunday. He worked half a day Sunday to make money to take us all out for Chinese food. Do you remember that, Mom?
Oh, thank God. That saved our lives, those Chinese Sunday dinners. No, it was really very difficult. We didn't buy a lot of stuff. We didn't have enough money. I don't know about the cab driver today, but because my husband had a medallion and we had so many bill insurance and we had to pay off the note, of course, we could never really, really buy things or even insurance, health insurance. My husband had no health insurance, which meant if he got sick with a bad cold or a flu or something, and if he was home a week, he didn't get paid. We had no money for that 1 week. We were on a tough budget, David. And I don't know if you remember, but that's how it was. Today, do the cab drivers, private, do they have enough money to have health insurance?
Mike,
is that a stupid question?
Well, I'll tell you, right now, that's the big controversy, because for the first time in a long time, I have something because of the Obamacare, and I keep hearing people saying, oh, we have to... Listen, the Obamacare, at least for me, is something. And I think, just first of all, you're great. You've given me... Like a window into what it was like back in the days when.
Oh, I could tell you more.
Dave's you should pull rank on Dave and come on the show more often with stories. I'm sure you have some stories too.
Stories? You wouldn't believe the stories.
So my mother was asking about health insurance, Mike.
Okay. Well, the health insurance, right now we have something, and I know exactly what you're saying. Because we need to keep something along the lines of the Obamacare right now, because at least we have something. And before the Obamacare came in, you could get wiped out if your kid was sick or something like that. People were losing their houses. So now it's in all our interest to make sure that everybody at least, it's like transportation. You have a bus, a train, a cab. You have to have some basic stuff.
I'm grateful
we have something now.
I'll tell you this. No matter who's president, no matter what kind of national insurance there is, whether they force you or they don't force you, the bottom line is, I remember the thousands of people, and you'd read about it. You'd see them on television. They worked their whole lives. They had a house, if they were lucky, and one operation wiped them out. Why? Yeah. Because when they got sick, it was a pre-existing condition. They couldn't get health insurance when they needed it. And the six-figure bills had to be paid. Mm-hmm. Wipe them out financially, and we cannot let that happen in this country again.
Well, that's
no matter
why
what.
I would like some of the wives who are wives of cab drivers to call up and let us know the struggles that they go through. And then another thing, David, I'm not going to give stories now, but I have plenty of them. And I have to tell you something. That was a normal, natural thing to contend with, money. But today, the money is lacking. It's not coming in like it used to come in. And why? Because of that big monster, the partner. I don't know who their partners are. Uber Schmuba. When my husband drove a cab, let me tell you, at least he was partner. He knew who his partner was. You know, the city, right? Right,
right.
Or wrong?
No, right. You're right.
Yep.
Okay. Who is the partner to Uber? Why is it, why, tell me, that the limousine, the TLC, that the mayor, that everybody who knows that, who is anyone, the Bronx Council, anything, anybody, why is it that Uber Schmuber is allowed to do what, and they don't pay, you know, the cab driver has a big, before he brings home a dollar, the wife has to count, this is for insurance, this is for health, this is for this, this is for that. Uber, they don't get tickets, they don't have to pay. Who do they pay?
Well, tickets is an interesting thing, Ma. It really is, because also this week, I want to say hello to the hundreds of people I saw out at LaGuardia Airport and at JFK Airport. You know, I'm back in distribution mode into your hands. And I got to tell you, I heard more complaints about summonses to yellow cab drivers. And the stories were very similar. They'll say there were three cars, there were two cars, there were five cars. All of them were made a Y turn. All of them did this. The only car being pulled over is the yellow cab again and again. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. And we're on... this is the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And we're on with Mom. So let's take David, a call from Connecticut. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. Dave, can you hear me?
Yes.
I own a cab. I've been owning the medallion since 1975. All right? Usually to kill the beast, you've got to cut the head off, right?
Right. Mom, shut off your radio. Go ahead, Dave.
I used to be a math teacher, so I'd be on the master's degree. I've been doing my homework, and I've come up with something which might be able to take a good chunk of Uber away.
Ready? Okay, something that can take a good chunk of Uber away. We're listening.
I live in Connecticut. I still have my medallion in New York. here's the thing. Uber, when they turn the app on, they're fully insured by Uber, okay? Now, when
right.
Uber's not on, the app's not on, they're insured by their own insurance company. Now, here's the catch-22. Geico Insurance Company, I don't know, I know for a fact that Geico, for example, will not insure anyone who works for Uber, to use them for their private use.
Every insurance company, the first paragraph you'll read now in your liability policy is, this vehicle is not being used for an app-based company for commercial use.
Bingo.
So go ahead, David.
Bingo.
That's something different. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
That's not the point. The point is, Geico Insurance will not insure the guy when he's driving his car privately to go to the store or anything, as if they're related to Uber. The vehicle is used for Uber, you know, with the app. When the app's on, Uber covers them. But when their app is turned off, they do not have insurance if they find out the guy has been working for Uber.
So that's one thing I was wondering, because I read a great article by Matthew Doss. Let me just say, I read a great article by Matthew Doss, the former chairman of the TLC. So if you have a big accident and you're sailing over the cliff, do you then log on to say you're working for Uber as the car's in the air crashing into the valley? I mean, how does that work?
No, I know this for a fact because one of my friends,
you bring up a good point, David.
Let me finish. One of my friends works for Uber in Boston. He had to switch insurance companies for that. And there's another thing which could also be caught up too. For example, in Connecticut, the car only has checks for pollution. So you're driving around with a car with 50 to 100,000 miles with no safety devices or anything. Florida, the car is never inspected.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's another thing in reference to what you said. My broker flew into LaGuardia. Within 5 minutes, 8 Uber drivers came up to them and started pulling out the phone. All right? I mean, I used to work. I drove for a radio group. I'll admit, I hustled too. But the point is, the cops lock you up. It's supposed to be taken away overnight. And can you get into any type of thing with the TLC of why the laws are not being enforced? Pushing it that way. And also, if a car is working for Uber and he drops in New York, he doesn't have the right insurance because he has to drive his own car out of the city, especially if he's with Geico or some of the other insurance companies.
The problem is really huge if you have a private car and you have your insurance policy already, private vehicle insurance, and during that time you don't notify your insurance company and you become an app-based company with private plates. Then the scenario you just talked about, David, kicks in. Okay?
I know.
There are other situations where...
I add one other thing to you which might help too?
Sure,
the whole situation. We can change the law all the way around. For example, I'm in Connecticut, Domino Pizza. These guys are driving, and most of them are not carrying an extra policy. So theoretically, if law enforcement starts to go after them because they're driving with no insurance, there could be a way to get the Uber cars out of New York State. All have to have decals so you'll know that they work for Uber. And this way, if they're pulled over, the cop does a search, you can ask to see their insurance thing. And the insurance companies could be listed that do not honor Uber.
My mother said it best, Uber Schmuber. Dave, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Really appreciate it. Hey, we have a mother, I think. Christine, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave.
How are you?
I'm fine. I have two interesting stories for you. This past Saturday, I went to a Mother's Day breakfast in Woodhaven. They have the 38th Assembly District where I want to get involved with politics and whatnot, and there was supposed to be a few people there I wanted to chat with. Mr. Springer didn't come, but there was Joe Addabbo, Mike Miller, and a couple of other interesting women. And I was speaking with Joe Addabbo because he's really...
He's the state senator there, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Helping vets and whatnot. So afterwards, I was like, oh, I was mentioning to him, you know, about the yellow cab, you know, our members that are medallion owners.
You tell him and what did he say?
And he thought, you know, oh, vets, this, that, and the other thing. I was like, no, you're not listening. You're not getting the picture.
It's up to mothers like you to educate politicians if you have an opportunity. They need to be educated.
But anyway, I was telling them...
Folks, I don't know if you agree with me or not. I mean, I know a lot of politicians, and 50% of them are as sharp as they come. The other 50%, what they don't know could fill a library.
Mm-hmm. They don't get it, Dave. It's him and Mike Miller, like, for Uber. I'm like, I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Are you trying to make me feel good? You're not doing a good job.
I'm sorry. I'd let them know.
What's the second thing that happened?
You know where I work.
What's the second thing that happened?
Two stories. One is one of our members. I'll let you know. She's a mom, and she drives a cab now because her husband passed away from pancreatic cancer.
Oh, wow.
As you know, I helped her maybe like 3 weeks ago. She finally took a break and went on vacation with her son and graduated from law school. Dave, I saw her pain in her eyes. When I finished helping her, I had to walk away from the window. I felt so bad for her. These people out there don't get it. They
Mommy,
just
you still there?
Don't get it.
I am.
It broke my heart. It really...
You just put it in such a heartfelt way that people have to understand. I mean, there's my mom saying, you know, when I grew up, I didn't see my dad, and you know, he worked for decades.
I didn't see much money either.
Yeah, and he worked for decades to make something out of himself with this taxi medallion. And then the new kid on the block comes in, does basically the same thing that yellow cabs do, and you don't need a medallion. I mean, it's totally absurd. Now, there is enforcement, but there's not enough enforcement. And until NYPD partners with New York City, I mean, I just read something crazy. They made $1 billion in fines last year. And here are yellow cab drivers telling me, why are they only pulling over yellow cabs? Whether it's the state police, by the way, we broke the story here about the state police giving summonses, and there was a post, an article in the Post this week about it. And NYPD, why are you bothering the hardworking yellow cab drivers?
Uh-huh.
Hey, if someone does something wrong, you know, give them a summons. But if there's 42 other cars doing something wrong, don't pick on the yellow cab driver.
Then I helped an 80-year-old man. He said his English wasn't too good, but I understood him. He didn't know how to write out a check, so I helped him. This man, Dave, he said he came here, I don't know how many years ago, to support his family, working 16 hours, driving and whatever. Do you know he has to be out there and help his, I guess whoever's driving his car, also help him drive? An 80-year-old man, he should not be doing that. He should be retired now.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
And
you
thanks
be.
To Miss Josie and Mr. Bloomberg and our lovely Mayor de Blasio.
Okay, Christine, thank you for calling
sense.
In.
Great
for the
call,
Taxi
Christine.
Day Show. Really appreciate it. Nothing like hearing somebody speak from their heart.
Well, of course.
We have other callers we're going to get to. But, when we come back, we'll take calls. We'll take some emails. I have a new advertiser. If you're driving a yellow cab and you want to make more money, okay, listen to this. So you dropped a customer. It's time to find your next fare. Should you go to Penn Station, downtown Broadway, to Times Square? Wait, maybe there's a concert ending at Carnegie Hall. Stop guessing. The Street Smart app will guide you to your next fare. Using data from multiple sources, Street Smart will direct you through the route with the most chance to find your next fare. Not only that, drop the passenger at the airport. Should you stay or should you go? Street Smart will also give you the status of LaGuardia and JFK parking lot. So stop guessing. Start driving smart. Download Street Smart now. Search for Street Smart in the App Store or Google Play and look for the yellow cat. It's not magic. It's technology. And by the way, I got two emails from drivers. Since last week, they were a guest on our show. And those two drivers said they are making more money and there's less time in between drop-offs and pickups since they're using the Street Smart app. So this isn't just bubamices. This isn't just, lies. This is the truth, guys. Street Smart. And I'll read this commercial again a little later. So when we come back, we'll take more of your calls. Our number is 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for Taxi Dave, JFK Mike, and Mom.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand new Wave, which is a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements.
Perlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Trucking, got the tips cashed in. Keep trucking, like the dude of man together.
Hey, the Taxi Dave Show is back on this Mother's Day. I'm at 161st Street and River Avenue. Mike is down at the iHeartRadio Studios in Tribeca.
Yes.
And Mom is on the phone. It's Mother's Day. Well, how you doing, Mom?
I have to tell you something. I want you to get all the calls that are necessary. I am sure that there are so many callers that want to speak with you. You are terrific, David. I want to God bless you. Clap. You deserve a big, you're just terrific. What, we never had that when your father drove a cab. There was no one to speak to. But thank God, there you are. And we love you. And God bless you. And go yellow. And I'm going to say happy Mother's Day again to all the wives, because it's not easy. However, I will leave you with one note. Because the wives, we could never go out. We never had money to go out. So the funniest thing was, my husband became very friendly with other cab drivers. And before you knew it, there was a group of 10. And once a month, we would go, we got very friendly, and we were able to visit each other's homes. That was our going out. And we made wonderful friends, and God forbid, they started a health fund among themselves. And each week they would put in X amount of dollars so that if a family's kid or if one of the cab drivers was sick, they would have a foundation, something, a few hundred dollars. And that's enough of that. And today is today. And Uber Schmuber, I still don't understand why the police don't give them tickets,
right,
and why they are allowed to be proud peacocks on the highway, and I think it's a disgrace. New York City, stop paying your money to the TLC for a few days, and let's see what they have to say.
NYPD should be enforcing the laws against illegal street hails. Let's try to take some calls. 1, 2, 3. Bob, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Mom, Dave. Happy Mother's Day, and your mother also. My mother married into transportation. My father flew in the Pan Am. So he was out not just a day at a time. He was out a week or 2 weeks at a time. So it's kind of interesting that way.
Well, so your mom married into Pan Am, into transportation. Thanks for calling. What can I do for you?
You guys are dealing with just a bigger tournament. And the other thing is this, a little sideline. Penn Station, they're shipped having the trains up to Grand Central again, put the New York State passengers back at Grand Central, and then they can clean up Penn. That'd be an easy way of doing it, but they won't do it.
You know, there's 21 tracks and 11 platforms at Penn Station, and it's really a disgrace that we had two derailments in the last couple of weeks. Okay, hundreds of thousands of people getting home late. You can never rely on it. I mean, I know that this situation has been screwed up for 15 years because, or I should say 17 years, because in 2000 I started using the train. I've never seen such an inefficient, in this world of technology, such an inefficient company in my life as New Jersey Transit. Okay, and then getting into Penn Station, that's a joke altogether with that one track in. Now this week, Governor Cuomo and Chris Christie, they met for pancakes and they sent a letter to the CEO of Amtrak calling for private ownership at Penn Station. Now, what you might not know is New York and New Jersey pay almost $150 million annually for the use of Penn Station, and people who live in New York and New Jersey can't get home, or can't get home on time, or can't get to work on time. It's absurd. What the hell have you guys been waiting for in politics, huh? What the heck have you been waiting for? Bob, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Richard, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes. My name is Rich. I'm from Connecticut.
Hi, Rich.
Yes. I operate a drive your car service out of Connecticut. You know what that is?
Explain it to our audience.
Their own vehicles. And I dropped off my passenger at Kennedy Airport, and two guys came over to my car posing as stranded tourists. And wanted me to give them a ride to LaGuardia. Dave, it was a undercover sting operation.
What did you do?
Unfortunately, I said to the guys, I'll give you a ride to LaGuardia. And he badgered me about how much I was going to charge him, how much. Finally, I said $20, and two TLC enforcement agents came up to the car and said, license and registration.
That's the feel-good story of the night, in my opinion.
Well, and, the point is that they're entrapping.
Tickets, Dave.
They're
one
entrapping
on
these guys.
And one on the car, and the maximum fine on each ticket. Do you have your seatbelt on?
Yes.
$2,000 per ticket, maximum fine.
Wow.
And I've got to go to court in Long Island City in a week and a half. They have a computer with a printer in their car. It spits out the tickets with the court date and time already printed on the ticket. The purpose of the sting, Dave, is to catch Uber guys. The first thing he asked me was, I'll bet you're with Uber, right? And I said, no, sir, I'm not with Uber. I have my own drive-your-car service. Operating out of Connecticut. I'm doing this for 25 years.
You know why he asked you that, Richard? Because when traffic was at its worst, a lot of cab drivers had contacted me and said, it's a lot of the app-based companies like Uber, those drivers waiting departures, waiting, hoping somebody will come out, causing traffic. All right? And you're not the only one, because I also know for a fact of at least two situations where yellow cab drivers were approached.
Right.
Just to let you know, it's not exclusive to you. So here's a word to the wise if you're within the sound of my voice. If you're dropping off at LaGuardia Airport, don't pick up a fare at the terminal. If you're a yellow cab, you have to go to the lot. If you're a black car, there's a black car lot. And go wait for your next fare.
Well, just real quick, Dave, I wouldn't wish a $2,000 fine on anybody for something like that. So I think that's a little excessive, in my opinion. You could give a first slap on the wrist fine. Let's say $350, $500, but $2,000, that's on the moon. Now, the other thing is, Terminal 5 at JFK, the hustlers are sitting by the elevators. It's a whole big construction thing at JFK, Terminal 5 by the elevators. There's about four or five steady hustlers every day, and there's two security wagons and taxi dispatchers. And I don't know, what do these guys need, like a blinking neon sign on top of their head to say hustler? You got to get them out of there. That's all.
Well, they just heard it from you.
Yeah.
Let's take one more call before we take a break. Ellen, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi there. First of all, thanks for taking my call. Second of all, very happy Mother's Day to your mom.
Thank you.
And may she live to 120 for her support.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Now, several weeks ago, I'm from New Jersey. Several weeks ago, I heard through the grapevine that our esteemed governor, Governor Christie, banned Uber because of the insurance business. And quite frankly, in the past week or so, I haven't seen Uber cars in the local pickup and drop-off spots.
So is that a good thing or a bad thing, Ellen?
Well, I'm just wondering if the ban is enforced.
Well, it's probably a bad thing for us because now they're going to be pouring into New York, God help us.
Well, I hate to say this, and I heard on the radio advertised that now Uber is throughout New York State, and all you need, according to the advertisement, all you need is a license and a car and a vehicle.
And a criminal record, no.
Well, that might help, too. But, you know, according to the advertisement, quote, all you need is a license and a vehicle.
A face and a pulse.
Well, the question is, would you want your children on this Mother's Day riding in a car where there's not an official background check, where you don't know if the vehicle is inspected, if you don't know if the driver's license is suspended or not, and the history of that driver?
No. Now, unfortunately, a neighbor of mine the other, last week, because I do use car services and public transportation, she's trying to tell me the virtues of Uber. She herself uses Uber.
Ellen, thank you for listening to the Taxi Dave Show, and thanks for calling in, and a happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. So, you dropped a customer, and it's time to find your next fare. Should you go to Penn Station, down Broadway to Times Square? Wait, maybe there's a concert at Carnegie Hall. Stop guessing. The Street Smart app will guide you to your next fare. Using data from multiple sources, Street Smart will direct you through the route with the most chance to find your next fare. Not only that, drop the passenger at the airport. Should you stay at the airport or go? Street Smart will give you the status of LaGuardia and JFK parking lot. So stop guessing and start driving smart. Download Street Smart now. Search for Street Smart in the App Store or Google Play and look for the yellow cat. It's not magic. It's technology. And I will tell you once again, folks, I got a couple of emails from cab drivers who said, I am making more money and spending less time in between fares using the Street Smart app. Anyway, when we come back, I see James, Charbel, Ronnie. I see some people on the line. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. We have a bunch of emails I'll read first when we come back from this break. This is the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show. You better run away.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at herefordinsurance.com, www.hereffordinsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You too can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand new Wave, which is a wheelchair accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation.
Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055.
That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements.
Pearland Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
I hope you guys have an extra hour. 1 hour is really not long enough.
I'll have no voice left if I do that every time.
Yeah, barefoot in the bowl, whistling and singing, she's carrying on. She's laughing in her eyes, dancing in her feet. She's a neon light finding, she's a live on the street. Hey, 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 hey. I'm a one man, I'm coming high every day. Hey, 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 hey.
The Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're back. You know, Paul's Restaurant, 136 West 42nd Street. It's not on the ground level. It's upstairs in the hotel lobby. And you don't even know it's there from the outside. They have the best food, 5-star, the best service, 5-star, and reasonable prices. You really need to check out Paul's at Times Square. Whenever I go to a Broadway show, I eat at Paul's. And I'm telling you, I'm surprised and more delighted each time I go there. We got an email from Karen. Tax stamp payments are due by June 1st. That's for New York City medallion owners. Tax stamps due by June 1st. And also, the taxi, the improvement surcharges. That's the TIF, taxi improvement surcharge. On every fare, folks, there's a 30-cent surcharge. And that goes towards the purchase of wheelchair-accessible vehicles, okay? So the improvement surcharges are available to be paid through the TLC website, the LARS website. You have until May 19th to challenge the amount that the TLC has entered in the LARS system. And the payments must be paid by June 2nd. So thank you, Karen, for that. Really appreciate it. Stephen, is there any progress to help taxi drivers with the waiting time apps for airport fares? Is there any progress to have the same taxi meter in every taxi cab with faster credit card processing, because the current system is outdated and slow? Drivers are losing money. You know, Mike, that's one thing. There's a couple of, you know, we have Verifone or Curb, whatever they call themselves now.
Right.
We have Arrow.
Arrow, correct.
And
well, look, real quick, let me jump in there. First of all, I got this late breaking news from the Taxi Workers Alliance that said tomorrow, Monday night, there's going to be the Robin Hood Foundation is at the Javits Center, and they're going to be having a program celebrating New Yorkers and promoting the fight to end poverty. God bless them. But the big news from our standpoint is that when the thing is over, between 8:45 and 10:45 p.m., they are going to be encouraging people to take taxi app yellow cabs, thank God. And those taxi apps, I believe, are going to be, like you said, it's going to be the Arrow
app.
What
is the average tip going to be?
Well, as per, you know, I'd say. And Robinhood is asking them to download Curb and Arrow and to tip all drivers 100% of the fare on May 15th. That would be nice. That should be
so
every day.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Okay. Turn on your apps and check out the Javits Center. Between what times, Mike?
They say it's going to the event is going to break between 8:45 and 10:45. It's like a two-hour window.
And you will get probably 100% tip of the fare.
Right.
If you fast $20, you're getting 40. If you fast $10, you're getting 20. Monday night's a slow night. Remember the Javits Center tomorrow night.
I'll be there doing an Irish jig in front of the Javits Center. I'll be easy to spot. Oh, by the way, if you want more information, you can go to the little website that could, nyctaxinews.com. You can hear also Best of Taxi Dave shows, and you can see the world-famous Taxi Insider newspaper on that site in PDF form. So if you didn't get the newspaper on the street for whatever reason, and you didn't hear the show for whatever reason, go to nyctaxinews.com, check out Taxi Dave, check out the Taxi Insider newspaper, and you can also check out this press release. There you go.
And here's an email. Drivers are being ripped off with $11 credit card fees per shift, no matter how much money he or she makes. That's a lot of money because drivers' income significantly dropped since Uber and Lyft and others are doing taxi services, and riders are not tipping more with credit cards like in the past. Ta-da. Okay, so there's a couple of emails. As far as phone calls, let me just get back.
1 second, Dave. Your mom is right. You're doing a great job for the cabbies, keeping the show rolling. I don't know how you've done it, but you've stayed on a major radio station, WOR. So a shout-out to Taxi Dave for keeping the party going here at WOR 710 and keeping the yellow cab drivers informed in the fight of their lives, in the fight for their existence. So thank you, Taxi Dave.
James, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello?
James? Yes.
Yes, how are you?
Okay.
There's so much to cover. I know we don't have the time now. But I worked at LaGuardia for almost 17 years with the taxi dispatch operation. I'm familiar with Dave. I made his newspaper a couple of times. Now, real quick, you guys talked about the black car operation.
Yes.
And why didn't we get tickets and TLC enforcement?
Yes.
Now, listen, TLC is only allowed to enforce their job upstairs, departure level. But all the criminal activities happening at arrival level. That's where our health was at. So you're saying the TLC can only
operate on the upper level, and all the hustling is going down on the lower level, and the TLC is not allowed there? Is that what you're saying?
Listen, I can tell you, 100 hustlers that have been there ever since I've been there and still there as you speak. I'm no longer there after a couple of months. But when the flights come in, they work downstairs. They have one guy at the garage and one guy soliciting at the carousel. And these guys make a killing. Nobody controls these guys. And we're told there's one taxi operation at LaGuardia Airport. And they're told, upon hiring, do not bother these guys. Call the police. Call the Port Authority police. They deal with these guys. But the yellow cabs, we spent every day, every week in TLC court, administrative court at LaGuardia Airport, where we used to go to court. And, you know, writing these guys up for every little thing. The black cars is unbelievable how they get away with murder.
So they have an advantage at LaGuardia Airport, is what you're saying.
Oh, my God. The same guys at Newark is at LaGuardia, is at Kennedy. Same operation. You know, a couple of years ago, they had a big sting operation because they was working with dispatchers. You know, pay to play operation.
Right.
It's never going to stop. I can tell you so many stories of what's going on in LaGuardia. The black cars is terrible. Then you got the green cars. You got to get the cabs that they're not supposed to pick up. Then you got Uber. Now, Uber, nobody touches Uber. Because
why? The
rumor is at LaGuardia is that maybe the retired officers own a lot of these companies.
Uh-oh.
Don't touch these guys.
You know, it's not the first time I heard that.
That's a little that's a little weird if that's the case.
All right,
I mean,
James, before you say too much and lose your job, I want to thank you for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Really appreciate it. Nothing like getting someone who's in the trenches, dispatcher at LaGuardia Airport, saying that yellow cabs are at a disadvantage of LaGuardia because of special rules given to Uber, and the TLC giving summonses upstairs when all the hustlers are downstairs. And for the most part, I don't know if that's true, they're told, leave those guys alone.
Eesh.
And he's in taxi court every day for the yellow summonses that are given out. Unbelievable. Charbel, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Thanks for your time, David, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Obamacare is one of the best things happened to all Americans.
All right.
Exactly.
Yes. David, I pass by the fleet companies quite a few times every month between Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx. Majority of the companies who own NV200 Nissan, they are sitting because many drivers...
Sitting.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
They are sitting. Yes.
So, majority of the drivers, they don't like to drive that vehicle because it has a huge, huge blind spot on left-hand side when you try to make a left turn. Could be big person standing on left side. There's no way you can see that person.
Charbel, I want to thank you for bringing that up because I've heard that from many, many drivers. I ask, how's the car? Either they like it or they may have a reason they don't. But one thing a lot of them say, you know, there's this big blind spot here when I make a left turn. You know, so I got to thank you for really holding on and bringing that up. Okay, happy Mother's Day to you, your mother. I want to thank all our callers, all the ladies who called today, all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day. We've run out of time. This is the Taxi Dave Show. Mike, thanks for broadcasting from iHeartRadio Studios.
Love
Mom,
you, Dave.
Thanks for calling in. I love you. I love all you mothers out there. And we'll be back next week. Okay, and try Street Smart. Try the app, guys. You won't be disappointed. I got to go now. Taxi! In a few minutes after the Yankees game, take me to Westchester. You got an OT.
This has been a podcast from WOR.